朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹，我不是要把重点重在你是不是开口祷告，而是重在在圣灵中，当你降服的时候，圣灵在我们身上可以做事情。
But my focus is not whether we open our mouths or not, but to obey the Holy Spirit so the Holy Spirit can move freely among us.
所以那个真正在圣灵里的敬拜，主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
The Lord is the Spirit, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty.
而保罗在罗马书第七章特别告诉我们，我们服侍主和我们敬拜主都要按着心灵的新样，或是圣灵的新样，而不是按着遗文的旧样。
Paul in Romans chapter 7 particularly says that we should serve in the newness of the spirit, not in the oldness of the letter.
弟兄姊妹，我们一再证明你，就像我刚才这个麦克风关跟开，它是有一个很明显的不同的。
It makes a huge difference when I turn on the microphone than when I turn off the microphone.
而学习转向圣灵，主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Now let's learn to turn to the Holy Spirit, because the Lord is, wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty.
约翰福音第六章六十三节说到，叫人活的乃是灵，肉体是无益的啊。
John chapter 6 says, "It is the Spirit that gives life; the flesh."Nothing.
所以不管我们带诗，不管我们带小组查经，不管我们讲道，不管我们做见证，不管我们做任何的服事，我们在圣灵里才能够叫人活。
Whatever service that we're doing, whether preaching, whether giving a testimony or leading the Bible study, unless it's in the Holy Spirit, otherwise it cannot give life.
我们的肉体是无益的。
Because our flesh profits nothing.
你花那么多时间 去查资料，去查背景，查什么？这个我不是说它不好，而是当你在 deliver 的时候，当你在服事的时候，你必须在圣灵里面。
I'm not saying that don't spend any time to do research or preparation, but when you deliver your message, it has to be in the Holy Spirit.
好，我们现在讲到我们教会的敬拜，特别我们在 SVCA 啊。
Now let's focus on our church worship, especially at SVCA.
我在你提四个点。第一件事情，从个人的敬拜到团体的敬拜。
Four things I mentioned here. First, from personal worship to corporate worship.
个人的敬拜非常重要。
Yes, personal experiences are very important.
我们个人所有属灵的经历都很重要。
All our personal spiritual experiences are very important.
但是上次我说过，圣灵更大的工作，更大的祝福，决定是为着教会，而且是在教会里的。
As I mentioned last time, the greater work and the blessing of the Holy Spirit are for the church and in the church.
个人的敬拜，个人属灵的经历不仅仅没有办法取代团体的敬拜，而且更是为了带进更好的团体敬拜。
Personal worship experiences are not to replace the corporate worship, but to enhance the corporate worship.
我不晓得大家这次退休会里面你们的感触怎么样，我自己觉得这个整个会众一起唱诗敬拜的时候，我非常感动。
I don't know how you felt, but during the conference, when the entire congregation worship God together, my heart was so moved.
虽然我常常都坐在第一排，我看不到你们后面有没有开口。
Even though I was sitting on the first row, I could not tell if you were singing or not.
但是我就觉得在退休会的时候，那几天整个聚会唱诗的灵就是不一样。
But yet, somehow I felt during the conference, the spirit of the worship was different.
连台上的 worship team 诗班都不一样啊。
Even the worship team on the pulpit are different.
你们有没有同样感觉？
Have you noticed?
有哈。他们在上面，他们的灵传染我们，他们台上带动我们。
When the worship team and the choir were on the pulpit, their spirit were contagious. They were leading us.
是你被圣灵充满，还是我？
That's.Being filled with the Holy Spirit.
就是我们底下的人被台上的灵带动，台上的人 被底下的灵感动。
So the congregation was being led by the worship team, and the worship team was being affected by the congregation.
你觉得整个教会敬拜的灵，那个释放自由，跟我们平常不一样。
You felt that we were at a different level of freedom in worship.
我会后问于师母，于师母也说，这个整个后面的人也在唱。
Later on, I asked Pastor Nancy, and Pastor Nancy says, even brothers and sisters sitting in the back were singing.
师母这边 你们看到了没有？坐在后面的，求求你们哈。
So, brothers and sisters who sit in the back, please,
你们开不开口，整个聚会不一样。
Because your singing makes difference.
我们怎么样子让教会五十二个礼拜52个礼拜都在退休会哈
？So how can every Sunday be just like a conference?
我们要一起来投入这个整个教会的敬拜和侍奉。
Let's together get involved and participate in the church worship.
所以我们个人的敬拜生活很重要。
So our personal worship life is very important.
它能够影响，它能够给教会的敬拜，教整个聚会能够带来更好的祝福。
Because it will enhance our church corporate worship.
我不晓得你们有没有注意到一件事情，这件事情在我心里面一直是个很大的遗憾。
I don't know you have pay attention, but this is something that was it's a pity and regretful for me.
就是每一次我们有时候讲到完或是唱诗到一个高潮，我们就说大家同声开口祷告。
That after, say like after leading a worship or sermon, sometimes we will say, "Okay, let us all pray together."
你就听到，哎，一下子就不见了。
And then you'll hear people start praying, and then pretty soon it dies down.
因为每一个人的话都用完了。
Because everyone runs out of words.
那该讲的已经讲完了，不知道要讲什么了。
We already pray what we could pray. We don't know what to say anymore.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们在家里面个人跟神的祷告。本身就不能够不知道怎么进行的话，你碰到这样子的情形，你真的不知道祷告什么。
Because if this is the same when we pray at home, we don't know how to go on, then it will be the same at church.
原谅我说，我在中国的教会，特别早年在乡下家庭教会参加聚会的时候，那个祷告是让我每次都在主面前流眼泪的。
But forgive me for saying that, but When I went to China, especially many years ago, in the villages, the prayers were something that would really move me to tears.
我们一说一起祷告的时候
，Whenever we say, "Okay, let us all pray together."
真像启示录那个众水的声音一样。
It sounded like the many sounds of great waters recorded in the Revelation.
弟兄姊妹，那个祷告，哎呀，你就觉得整个火好像在我们中间烧起来一样。
And the prayer keep on going as if it has kindled a fire in our midst.
几乎没有一次的祷告不是被我们停下来的。
Almost every time that we had to stop them from praying.
你要他五分钟、十分钟、二十分钟，他都会继续下去的。
Otherwise, they could go on for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or even 20 minutes.
哦，弟兄姊妹，那是停不下来的一个祷告。
It's a prayer that cannot be stopped.
我就不知道为什么在北美，我们中间已经算好的，原谅我去很多的地方，他们连这样子都不祷告的。
But actually, we're pretty good compared to other churches in North America.
但是我觉得不正常就是不正常，我们还可以进步的。
But still, I don't think this is normal. There's so much room for us to grow.
我能不能请大家一起来操练？我们下次说一起祷告的时候，我们死拖活拖也先超过两分钟，好不好？
Can we all try to practice together? Next time when we say let's pray together, somehow let's make it to last longer than 2 minutes.
我们来操练它。
Let us practice.
你说主耶稣啊，词穷了，没话了，没话了，你教我，你教我，你就是这样跟主耶稣继续讲，好不好
？If you run out of words and you just pray, Lord, I run out of words, I run out of words. Please give me more words to pray.
有没有导读圣经、熟读圣经，其实都在祷告中可以用出来的。
So if we're familiar with the scriptures, we can.Use the scriptures in our prayers.
你真的爱神，真的爱神的国，真的爱神的百姓，不可能没话祷告的。
If you truly love God, love God's people and His kingdom, it's impossible for us to run out of words to pray.
圣灵可以把负担放在不同的人里面，让我们祷告变成一个织成一个网一样，把神家保护好，把所有的祝福都带回来的。
Because the Holy Spirit can move us with different burdens that together our prayers will weave like a net to protect God's house and bring God's people back to.
例如上上礼拜我们是要为了退休会祷告，你知道你有人圣灵感动他为讲员祷告，有人为陈根祷告，有人为 worship team 祷告，有人为翻译祷告啊，每一个人圣灵感动不一样，但是我们都可以开口祷告。
Like last time we asked brothers and sisters to pray together for the conference. Some people pray for the speakers, some for the morning devotion, some for worship, and some for translators. All have different.
我们为神明显的同在，圣灵清楚的工作。我们为着很多很多事情可以祷告。
We can pray for so many things for the clear presence of God. God and for the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们好不好一起来操练好，在家里面就先操练起，好好操练。
Let's practice together, especially start with home.
在家里就学习开口向主祷告。
So at home, try to open our mouths and pray to God.
在家里就操练用主的话来祷告。
And at home, practice to pray with God's words.
不要再那么自私，只为自己祷告了。
Please don't be so selfish anymore that you only pray for yourself.
你发现那么多为自己的祷告，不见得都成就，对不对？因为神不喜欢我们自私的。
Because many of our prayers for ourselves are not fulfilled because that God does not want us to be selfish.
主耶稣说要先求神的国和神的义，这些都加给你了。
Because Lord Jesus promised us that seek His kingdom and His righteousness, and all this will be added unto you.
让我们学习来操练在家里面敬拜开始，然后带进教会更好的敬拜。
So let us start our practice from our home worship.
今天我列的经文我们没有时间读了，启示录第五章十一节到十四节，那是讲到天上的敬拜。
I have no time to read, but in Revelation chapter 5, verses 11 to 14, that is heavenly worship.
在宝座面前，长老、四活物、众天使、天上、地上所有的人都在那里敬拜，都在那里颂赞神。
Before the throne, the elders, the living creatures, everything that is in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, they were all worshiping God together.
你发现启示录所讲的敬拜都是团体的敬拜。
And we see that all worship in the Revelation is a corporate worship.
所以我们今天教会的敬拜是将来天上敬拜的一个小影。
So today, our church worship is but foreshadow of the heavenly worship in the future.
如果今天教会的敬拜我们不认真，我们不进入，不能享受，我真的不知道将来天上你要干嘛。
If we are not sincere, we cannot enter or enjoy our church worship. I don't know what we're gonna do when we go to heaven.
天上的敬拜是永世的敬拜。
Because the heavenly worship will last forever.
你们都不紧张啊？
Why are you not nervous?
你不要说我进天堂只要能够当门口看门的扫地的就好。No, 都被拉来敬拜了。
Please don't think that when you go to heaven, you will continue to be an usher or just sweeping floors.
如果你今天想到耶稣，想到神，没有话出来，你那天看到他，当然我想可能还是自然会有话出来的。
But today, if we have no words when we think of the Lord, I don't know what we're going to say when we meet Him face to face. We probably still will say something.
今天我们没有话是因为我们真的信心不够。
Today, we lack words because we lack faith.
我们跟他的关系不够真实。
And our relationship with Him is not real enough.
加油啊。
So let us march on.
第二个，所有的聚会都应该是以基督为中心的敬拜。
All meetings have to be Christ-centered worship.
一个真实的敬拜一定会带下降服和奉献的回应。
And all true worship will be followed with surrendering and consecration.
你不可能只有敬拜啊，今天真舒服。
It's impossible that we have true worship and then we just enjoy and say, "Oh, this is great."
真过瘾。
This is so great. So cool.
音乐我也喜欢，今天鼓打得也好。
So I love the music. I like the drum.
今天唱的三条歌都是我最喜欢的。
And I love all three songs that we sang today.
弟兄姊妹，敬拜 is not about us, it's all about Him.
Worship is not about us, but all about Him.
今天神不满足，我们的满足是虚假的。
If God is not satisfied, then our satisfaction is not real.
所有的聚会都必须是以他为中心，而真实的敬拜就一定带下奉献和这个降服的回应。
All meetings have to be God-centered, and all true worship will be followed with surrendering and consecration.
你看，玛利亚把极贵的真拿达香膏献在主的脚前。
Just like Mary offered up this expensive perfume.
寡妇把两个小钱奉献给神。
And the widow put two coins.
我们碰遇见神的时候，我们都会说：“主，我在这里，请差遣我。”
So before we meet the Lord, we'll say, "Lord, I'm."When we meet the Lord, we say, "Lord, I'm here. Please send me."
当我们真遇见神的时候，我们都愿意听他对我们的要求。
But when we truly meet the Lord, we will want to hear what He asks of us.
第三个敬拜的方式绝对不仅止音乐。
And then, thirdly, the format of worship is not limited to music only.
我们就光拿我们的主日聚会来讲，我上次讲到各种聚会的时候
，For example, our Sunday meetings.
我特别说到 SVCA 主日聚会，包括的诗歌、薄饼纪念主、信息、见证、回应、报告、奉献等等啊。
Especially say that on SVCA or Sunday meeting, Sunday worship, including singing, communion to remember the Lord, sermons, testimonies, prayer, announcement, and offering.
每一个部分都是敬拜。
Every part is a worship.
这个聚会是最能够彰显我们对神的认识，我们生命的度量，侍奉的品质，还有教会的见证。
So this is the meeting that can best express and manifest our knowledge of God, our life stature, quality of our service, and testimony of our church.
所有的聚会，所有的侍奉，甚至所有的生活都是敬拜。
All meetings, all services, all of life are worship.
第五个讲到教会的敬拜，第四个讲到教会的敬拜，一定要在真理和合一的根基上，我们来跨越所有文化、语言、年龄、背景等等的限制。
Number four, church worship has to be founded on truth and unity, overcoming all barriers in culture, language, age, background, so that all may worship God in one heart.
让众人同心合一的来敬拜神。
So that all may worship God in one heart.
那我就拿大家最在乎的、最常常注意的就是诗歌方面。
Let me pick singing the songs because we pay a lot of attention to that.
就是在我们 SVCA 所注重的，我们是希望是对的人跟对的态度，这是最重要的。
At SVCA, we focus and emphasis on that we are the right person with the right attitude. That is the most important.
剩余诗歌、长诗、短诗、新的诗歌、旧的诗歌，或是音乐配合的方式，到底可不可以用鼓？
So these are more important than the length of the song, the genre of the song, whether it's modern, contemporary, or traditional hymnal, or music composition, like whether we use drums or not.
换句话说，我们希望用借着对的人，对的态度，我们在神面前有真实的敬拜，有合神心意的敬拜。
In other words, through the right person and right attitude, we will have true worship to God.
到我们目前为止
Up to now,
我刚刚讲过了，除了像我们同声祷告，我觉得我们那个祷告的灵释放的情形不够。
Just like what I mentioned, I feel when we pray together, our spirit was not quite strong.
另外一个我前面也讲过了，大家参与唱诗的情形也不够。
And also, our participation in singing songs, can be improved.
我听过很多代师的这个上帝的，不管是在中文组 combine meetings 到英文组，就是觉得弟兄姊妹参与真正唱的情形不投入。
I've heard many song leaders had feedback that they feel that not everyone participated in the singing of songs.
好像越后面的嘴巴越小哈。
As if those who sat in the back they sing a lot less.
我们绝对不要我们的教会变成 worship team 在上面唱，底下在上面听。
We really hope that our church will not evolve into to become a situation that only the worship team on the pulpit will sing and everyone just listen.
今天很多大的 mega church 在各式各样的 media 上，他们 present 出来的这种worship 都是台上有非常强的 worship team.
So nowadays, many mega church or worship presented on TV.They have very, very strong worship teams.
他们最好的设备、最好的音乐、最好的乐器、最好的这些很多音乐恩赐的人在上面带，所以底下的人基本上都在听、都在享受。
So they have the best music talent, the best music instruments, the best sound equipment. So end up that they are singing the songs, and then the rest of the congregation just enjoy and watch.
今天很多的网络、很多的 DVD、很多的 YouTube 也让弟兄姊妹养成了看别人唱。
And since there's so many worship on DVDs, on YouTube, it allows people just to watch other people worship.
但是我们缺少自己投入在其中。
And yet we lack our own participation.
这是我非常非常盼望我们教会的弟兄姊妹能够一起来学习，这是我们成长的空间。
And this is our room of improvement, and I hope that all of us can grow together and learn.
你不会唱没关系。
It's okay if you don't know how to sing that song.
你就唱就是了。
But just sing.
神喜欢听。
Because God delights in hearing.
就算你走调，就算你的声音不好听，没关系。
Even if your voice is not that great or you cannot carry a tune, that is okay.
尽情的唱
，just sing and all,
开口
all
投入，我们一起来敬拜主。
So、let us all open our mouths and worship God.
在我结束的时候，我还是要提到擘饼聚会啊。
Before I end, I still want to mention about communion.
我说过，我们教会所有的各式各样的聚会里面
，I mentioned that we have all kinds of meetings at our church.
最不可以少，而且我们最注重的聚会，其实就是擘饼聚会。
The one that we pay most attention and the one that is most indispensable is the communion meeting.
因为擘饼的聚会最能够把我们里面对神的敬拜感恩带到最高的境界。
Because a communion meeting, our worship to God can be brought to the highest realm.
我上次已经说过了，我退休会又再讲过一遍，民数记第五章那个淫妇被带到大祭司面前的时候。
As I mentioned a couple of times already, that in Numbers chapter 5, when that adulterous woman being brought to the high priest,
要叫她喝那个治咒诅的水啊。
That she has to drink that bitter water that brings curse.
来显明她的罪啊。
To manifest her innocence or her guilt.
弟兄姊妹，那是很可怕的事情。
That is a very dreadful thing.
众人都在旁边看着，拿着石头等着。
Because everyone was surrounding her, watching her with a stone ready to cast.
弟兄姊妹，你喝下那个水，如果你真是有罪的话，你肚子发胀，腿消瘦，众人就拿石头把你打死了。
If she was truly guilty after she drank the water, then her belly would swell and then her thigh would rot and people would start casting stones.
我不知道你能不能想象一下那个情景，今天你在那里走过去，大祭司拿这杯水交给你，叫你喝。
I don't know if we can imagine that scene. For what if you are the woman that you came about and the high priest gave you that cup of water?
罪的工价就是死。
Because the wage of sin is death.
那你晓得，当我们要去面对这个可怕的结果的时候
，Just when we were about to face this dreadful consequence，
主耶稣在中间挡住我们，把这杯接下来，他替我们喝了。
The Lord Jesus stepped in and took the cup for us。
这个叫做苦杯他饮。
So he took that bitter cup。
爱宴我尝。
That we get to enjoy the feast。
咒诅他受。
He took on the curse himself。
祝福我享。
I get to receive the blessings.
他把那个咒诅的杯拿去，他替我们喝了苦杯，喝了神审判咒诅的杯。
He took upon that cup of curse and took the cup of judgment and bitter water.
然后他举起了一个杯，他说：“这是我用我血所立的新约。”
And then he lifted up another cup, say, "This is the new covenant by my blood."
这是他用血跟我们立的约。
This is the covenant by his blood.
所以圣经上讲到这个饼是他的身体为我们裂开，为我们舍了。
So the scripture tells us that this bread is his body broken for us.
圣经四个地方讲饼杯记载的时候，有两个地方讲到这个杯里面的汁子是表明这是主的血。
So four times the scripture mentioned about communion. Twice it talks about this cup. The juice is.Signifies the blood of Jesus.
在他血的底下，我所有的罪都被赦免。
Under his blood, all of my sins are being forgiven.
神不再追讨我们的罪。
God will no longer remember my sins.
他不再按照我们的罪过对待我们，也不按照我们的罪孽报应我们。
That he will not repay us according to our iniquities or judge us according to our transgressions.
东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
How far as the east from the west, so he removed our sins from us.
我们每次拿到这个杯，我们都要落泪啊！主耶稣，谢谢你啊！
Every time we take hold of this cup, we will be weeping with tears.
我本来要喝的是治咒诅的水。
Because what I was supposed to drink is this bitter water that brings curse.
然后我今天却能够在这里享受你所给我的杯。
Yet today I get to enjoy the cup that you have given us.
里面充满了你的宽恕，充满了你的赦免，而生命是在血中，在这个血里面也充满了你圣洁的生命。
That this cup is full of your forgiveness and the life is in the blood. This cup is full of your life.
圣经两处强调这个汁子，讲到主的血，但两处讲到这个杯是我用血所立的新约。
Twice, the scripture talk about the cup representing the blood, and then twice the scripture mentioned that the cup represents the covenant.
当我们握着这个杯的时候
，as we're holding this cup,
整个新约所有的应许和祝福都在我们的手中。
All the promises and the blessing of this new covenant are in our hands.
它成为我杯中的份。
He has become my portion.
我手里握着一个。主用血所立的新约。
So in my hands, I'm holding this covenant established by my Lord's blood.
不仅仅是完全的赦免。
Not only that I receive complete forgiveness.
也是整个新约里面所有的救恩和祝福都在这个杯的里面。
And all this salvation and all the blessings of the new covenant is in this cup.
弟兄姊妹，为什么薄饼聚会？我们说是我们最重要的聚会。
That's why we say communion meeting is the most important meeting at our church.
如果你这个礼拜只能参加一个聚会，我说我宁可希望你参加薄饼聚会，不要来听到。
If this week you can only come to one meeting, I'd rather that you come to the communion than listening to sermon.
我也希望任何一个弟兄姊妹，如果你哪一次错过了一次薄饼的聚会，你心里面要有感觉。哎呀，我居然漏过了一次薄饼聚会。
And I hope, brothers and sisters, if somehow you missed the communion meeting, I hope you will feel regretful that you missed this meeting.
我跟于师母到外地去服侍的时候，很多教会主日没有薄饼，我们就自己带一个小型的饼跟杯哈。
So when Pastor Nancy and I travel, oftentimes the church will not have communion meeting, and we will prepare for ourselves this little cup and wafer.
我们舍不得不来纪念他。
Because we do not want to let go any of the opportunity to remember him.
这是蒙恩的罪人最舍不得的一个聚会。
Because this is the most precious meeting for sinners saved by grace.
这是蒙恩的罪人对着主。对着主耶稣，对着父神，一个最深的敬拜。
And this is the deepest worship of sinners saved by grace toward God and the Father.
我算什么？你居然会为我而死
？Who am I that you're willing to die for me？
啊，这是蒙恩罪人最不可以缺少的聚会。
And this is the most indispensable meeting for sinners saved by grace.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神帮助我们啊。
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord help us.
让我们整个教会的敬拜。
So that our church worship.
从薄饼聚会开始来进步
，that we can make progress and improve starting from communion。
更多的人准时的来参加
，that more people will come on time。
更多的人进入在心灵和诚实的里面来感谢他， 来赞美他。
More will enter into our thanksgiving and worship in spirit and truth。
有更多的人在主的桌子面前，我们在这里遇见他。
And more people will meet the Lord in front of the table。
有更多的人在每一个礼拜开始第一天，在主日。我们第一个聚会就是来桌子面前来遇见他。
More people will start their week from the table.
在他的恩典和爱中，我们享受他。
In His love and grace, we get to enjoy Him.
在一个感恩和敬拜的心态里面，我们在这里纪念他，来高举他。
In thanksgiving and worship, we remember and exalt Him.
所以薄饼聚会是我们要进步的地方。
So we are to make progress in communion meeting.
开口赞美，口唱心和的赞美神，是我们要进步的地方。
We ought to make improvement and make progress in our praying together in one heart.
我们能够有更多更长同声的祷告敬拜，这是我们要成长要操练的地方。
And I hope that when we pray together, our prayer will last longer.
当别人祷告的时候
，And when others pray,
刚才于师母也讲到《以弗所书》第五章那里讲到要口唱心和不是这个彼此对说，口唱心和的来赞美主。
Just like Pastor Nancy just shared that we ought to sing songs and make melodies and then sing songs to each other.
我们有一个很好的彼此对说的方式，就是当别人祷告的时候，我来说阿门。
There's a very good way that we can sing songs together or pray together is that we amen what other people pray.
就是你所祷告的正是我的心意，我阿门。
If you pray out what I want to say, then I say amen.
你用阿门给对方加油，你用阿门从对方身上卡油。
That you encourage each other with amen.
很多时候我累到不想祷告，没有力量祷告的时候，当我在这里说阿门阿门阿门，我里面的油好像火就越烧越旺起来了。
Oftentimes when I'm so tired that I have no strength to pray, but I just keep saying amen amen to other people's prayers, and strength and anointing will spring out of me.
我想不到的祷告词，我正好需要的祷告词。别人发表出来了，我就阿门，我跟他卡油。
When I hear words that I cannot fathom, but yet that's what I need, I just say amen, and it becomes my prayer.
我的火就烧起来了。
And my fire started to burn.
一个弟兄那么有感动了，在祷告，我们都不阿门，你发现他们越祷告越没力，越不祷告越没力。
If a brother is praying and no one amens, then the strength seems to gradually decrease.
当我们在那里阿门的时候
，But when we say amen to support,
他的灵受到激励，他能够更释放的祷告，当然希望不能不停下来就是了。
And his spirit will become encouraged, and he will pray more.
好，弟兄姊妹，这是我们希望达到的境界。整个教会的敬拜是一个活的敬拜。
And that is our goal, that our church worship will be a free and lively worship.
以神为中心。
It has to be God-centered.
在心灵和诚实里面来敬拜
and worship in spirit and truth,
在圣灵中自由的敬拜
and free worship in the Holy Spirit,
而且在真理和合一的根基上我们跨越所有的界限我们一起来敬拜
that our worship is founded on truth and on unity and we will overcome all barriers to praying one another
我已经听到很多外来的讲员教授或是 visitor 看到我们中英文大人孩子一起敬拜他们说 miracle
I've heard many of the guest speakers when they come to visit us they say it is miracle when they see the English and Chinese congregation worship together
他们会说太难得见到了太难得见到了
they say it's so hard to see and very hard to find
弟兄姊妹就是我们这么二三十年二十多年来整个教会同工们的努力就是不让任何语言年龄兴趣背景成为我们的间隔 so, 我们一起来敬拜他
So this is actually the result of our co-workers laboring for over 20 years This is our goal that we will not want anything to hinder our worship together
主耶稣我们赞美你
Lord Jesus we thank you
每一次连我们喊到你的名字我们的心都喜乐
Every time we mention your name our heart rejoice
主啊教导我们怎样来敬拜
Lord teach us how to worship you
主啊就像我们本不知道怎样祷告圣灵亲自来帮助我们替我们祷告
Just as we did not know how to pray But the Holy Spirit came to teach us how to pray
同样在敬拜这么神圣的事上主我们承认自己的贫穷我们的不够
Lord in this sacred service of worship We acknowledge that we're poor
哦，圣灵在这里带领你的教会来学习向圣父圣子来敬拜
The Holy Spirit come and teach your church To worship to the Father and the Holy Son
让我们有更多合你心意的敬拜
That our worship will be more pleasing to your Heart.
当你得到满足你喜乐了我们相信我们所有的弟兄姊妹我们也都喜乐了
When you are pleased and you are satisfied I'm sure all of us will be satisfied
因为耶和华神的喜乐永远是我们心里的力量
Because the joy of the Lord is always forever the strength of our hearts
感谢主
Thank you Lord
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus name we pray
Amen
Amen
朋友你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目我是玛丽姐妹感谢你的收听也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持与我们一起同工带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩